Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This is personal. I will, verse number 2 of Psalm 91, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God, and in him I will trust. Surely, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler. A snare is something you don't see coming. A snare is something you don't know about. A snare is a trick. A snare is a blindsided attack. This is Psalm 91, verse 3. And he will deliver me from the noisome pestilence. Psalm 91 and verse number 4. The Bible says this. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. You need to know his truth, all right? You need to know his truth so they will protect you. That's Psalm 91 and verse 4. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt not be afraid. Because after yesterday, I felt the spirit of fear sweep across our county. I felt the spirit of fear just flow through this place. But Psalm 91 and verse 5 says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. In other words, they're 24/7. He's on watch. He's watching over you. He's taking care of you. And so have no fear. We will not be afraid. Verse 6 of Psalm 91. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. You can't always see at night too good, all right? But God will take care of that too. Nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Our tragedy that happened yesterday, it was up in the middle of the day, you know, sometime during the daylight hours, okay? We will stand against that in the name of Jesus. Verse 7, a thousand, this is what the Bible says, 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. It's not coming to my place. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Now the tricky thing about this verse is look at it real close. For you to know that, Captain Ron, you got to see that. And you may wonder why he says 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 thy right hand. All right, if you're a righty, and usually the scriptures is written in that context, nothing negative against lefties, all right? But you usually, if you see a picture of a Roman soldier or of the armor of light, you got a shield on the left hand. You got a right hand, you got a sword in it. The Bible says in Psalm that God will protect you not only on your left hand, but he'll protect you. This is an offensive weapon. You understand what I'm saying? It's also a defensive weapon, but it doesn't shield you like a shield, all right? If you tote two shields, you got a problem. You can't fight your battle, all right? So God says in Psalm, I will even be a shade on your right hand. He will protect you where you can't protect yourself. Can I get an amen, all right? Now, we got to declare this. We got to believe this over our children, our school systems, all the places where the churches, all the people, that's all this evil stuff that's going on. Say this with me. No evil. At my house. That covers it all. You understand what I'm saying? Because part of your house goes to the public school every day. Part of your house goes to some other school. You understand what I'm saying? And so, no fear. Do not allow fear to consume you. Verse number 8 of Psalm 91, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold the reward of the wicked. The wicked will be rewarded. God is a just God. He will make it right. Some things may hurt today, but God will flip it around someday, somehow, some way. Because thou hast, now here's why, you'll only see the reward of the wicked, it won't come near you. Because thou hast made, in verse number 9, because thou hast made, it's a personal choice once again, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even thy most high habitation. In other words, you've got to choose today. I'm going to walk in this prophetic declaration that my pastor has prophesied. I'm going to walk in Psalm 91 because this is God's earth. I'm God's child, and I believe the word of God, and I'll be on this earth until God, because the Bible says in Hebrews 9:27 that we are appointed to die, okay? We have an appointment with death. That will happen. One day we will all die. I don't know when, but there is an appointment to death. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm going to live right up until that appointment. And when that appointment comes, I'm ready to go. I made preparations for that as well. You see, the Word of God gives you something here, and it also gives you something, Martha, to take care of your eternity. All right? So if something happens, Brother Scotty, You can cry all you want to, all right? You can do all that, but don't worry about me. I'm okay. I'll be good. Why? Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, all right? So in a split second, I won't be floating around nowhere. I'll be in the presence of the Almighty. I'm talking about the real. We got His presence here today, but I'll be shown enough in His presence. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'll live right up until it's time for me to go home and be with Jesus. I don't know if that's this afternoon. Deb, I don't know if it's 50 years from now. All right, I may be hopping, but I still may be preaching like Moses when I'm 120 years old. Everybody say amen, all right? Okay, because my mind, I'm getting smarter every day. My mind is being renewed every day. And say, Brother Scotty, you get so tongue-tied with names and stuff. Well, that's because there's so much data up here, all right? It's not a senior moment. It's because I got so much data up here. Y'all, can I get an amen? Amen. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
All right, so if something happens here at this church, we have a plan. And we're going to, bam, we're going to do it, all right? And then we're going to go, we're going to deal with it. And then we're going to go right back to worshiping God, all right? We will not live in fear.
Amen.
I refuse to live in fear. I ain't never been afraid of nothing. My daddy didn't teach me to be afraid of nothing. And I'm not going to live in fear. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to stand. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, says, having done all to stand, then I will stand. We weren't taught to be afraid, was we, Deborah? We were not taught to be afraid of anything, all right? We're taught to be wise, but do not live in fear. Believe the word of God. Verse number 10. No evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. In other words, to protect you. The angels are watching over you. They go with you everywhere. You have no, how many times God has protected you and saved you and you don't even know about. I know for a fact, if I'd have been here a split second or there a split second in traffic situations, oh, my God. You know, I mean, because I travel a lot, I mean, that would have been me. And I thank you, God, that because the angels got me off at this exit, I didn't wind up over here. Y'all experienced that before. You understand what I'm saying? And I experienced it a lot. And I say, God, praise you, because you're the only one to get me through, because it's you. It's all you, because 90% of the folks on the road, they cannot drive. They just go from one place to the next and dodge people, all right? Verse number 11, he shall give angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You know what the word keep means? Means keep. Means keep. This right here is my Bible. I would give it away, but until I get ready to give it away, I can assure you, Pop, I'm going to keep it. You feel me? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Now, Scotty, if somebody wanted a Bible, I'd give them a Bible. It'd be painful if someone was preaching Bibles. And I got them stacked by my bedside. The first one Jesse that I started with, the second one, this is my seventh preaching Bible in 36 years. I got them stacked by my bedside. Okay? I would give them away, but I'd rather give them to my grandchildren when I pass on. Okay? But what I'd probably do is go buy them, here, you need a new Bible. You don't, this is all tore up. You don't, are y'all feeling me? You got to keep some stuff. Because if you don't keep it, somebody else will take it. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? All right. And so you got to keep your stuff. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all his ways, all our ways. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And so I'm not going to give you the history of that particular verse, but the angels are carrying us. They're carrying us. They're taking care of us. All right. They are real. And let me say this right here. The people on social media that say they're angels, they're not. Don't need to make it any plainer. They're scams. Don't edit this out. They are scam artists. They're not angels. There are no angels on social media. If they are, they don't tell you. All right? They'll show up just the time you need them. Can I get a witness? Amen? So how do you know that? Because the Bible doesn't teach that. But they're watching over us. Hallelujah. Thou shalt tread, verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion. Now here we go. But now you got to have some faith, no fear. Say this with me. Here I am. And this is what I'm going to do. Verse 13, thou shalt tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under my feet. So do not let fear control you. You control yourself and your emotions, and you control and don't let it in. So you're not welcome here. You ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm on the Jesus team, and you ain't on the Jesus team, so you can go. Verse 14, 15, and 16, God is talking to the person writing this, all right? The person's changed that is talking. Up to this point, now God's talking. Up to this point, David's been talking and declaring prophetically what God has told him, but now 14, 15, 16 is different. The persons, I'm not sure grammatically, is that right? The persons change, is that the right way to say that? I don't know, but I do know God is telling the writer of the verse 13 verses, because you have set your love upon me. All right, now you listen to me. You need to love God. Therefore, since you love me, I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. Love God and know his name. I love him and I know his name. Jesus Christ, praise God. That's my access to the most powerful thing in the world. I have preached to people that have never even heard his name. They have never heard of a Bible. They have never heard of Christmas. They have never heard of resurrection. They have never heard of church. They never heard that word. And I can get up and talk. And when you mention the name of Jesus, something happens to a crowd of 5,000 or 6,000 people. When you just mention that name, something happens. Because that name's different than any other name. Because he is the Son of the living God. He is God himself. So, verse 15. He shall call upon me. In other words, he will call upon me. You will call upon me. I'll answer you. So talk to him. I will be with you in trouble. Bible doesn't teach that we won't ever have trouble, but it does teach that he will be with us, Captain Ron, if we got a problem. How many times just out of automatic default, when you've come into all, you looked at your sounder on that river, and all of a sudden you didn't have no water. What was the first thing you do? Lord Jesus, where'd the water go? All right, he holds the water. He can put some water under Captain. He's put water under Captain Ron's boat so many times to keep him from busting up, he can't even count it. And you've got over it, and you're, whoo, I don't know how we got over that. Well, he put that water under. Can I get a witness in the house? God can do what he wants to do. He made this whole thing, Matt. He can do what he wants to do, and he will do it for you. Just believe his word. Amen? He shall call on me. Just call on him. He said, I'll answer you. I'll be with you in trouble. I will deliver you, and I will honor you. How many of you got some trouble going on, and you need God to step in and get that junk out of there? Believe him. Believe him. All right? Believe him. His word's already clear. With long life shall I satisfy him. See there? I'm going to live a long time. Y'all just think, I've just got started good. Praise God. I know I'm hopping a little bit today, but praise God, God's going to touch that. If not, I'll just keep on hopping. It hasn't stopped me from preaching yet. I can sit down and preach. I'd rather stand up, but I can say. Y'all have seen me do that before too, all right? And so we've got to live. I'm going to live a long life and satisfy him. That means he's going to bless me, and I'm going to show him my salvation. Now, the word salvation here in the Hebrew is not necessarily being saved from hell to heaven. It's a salvation of everything. Your health, your being, who you are, what you are, everything about you. God will step down, and he will touch you, and he will protect you from all kind of things. And no, I cannot explain every problem on earth, other than the fact we do live on a sin cursed earth. That is why it is urgent that you read this prophetic declaration that I just read, or you read Psalm 91, you read some scriptures every day, get them in you, let the Holy Spirit of God work in you, because that's what we need. Now, every head bowed, every eye closed.